listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the upcoming week. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, another busy week in the cosmos. We actually have a big shift that is happening with Mars moving out of Scorpio into Sagittarius. And I think really that's kind of, there are some, you know, actually there's some big aspects too. But that's going to be, I think, the most notable shift in energy. And that's on the 26th, on Friday. But Wednesday, we do have a conjunction between Mercury and Pluto. So that is, you know, Mercury is how we think, our thought processing, how we communicate. And Pluto is a very kind of, well, I'm sure that you've listened and heard this before, but it's a very transformative, deep, dark depths, kind of like scorpionic kind of energy that it deals with the underworld and what's hidden. And if we can access what's been pushed down and hidden and suppressed, we can access a whole new power in ourselves as well. So with Mercury conjoining Pluto, there's probably going to be some very hard to process information, or it might be hard to process information, but you'll actually be able to finally process it. So that that gives you sort of the courage and the focus and the openness to deal with some, maybe of the darker, more difficult aspects of your personality, or maybe difficult communications that you have between other people as well. So look out for that. It could be a really fruitful day to write down all your thoughts in your diary or in a notebook, or just process with somebody. If you have somebody that you could talk to about what you're experiencing, that will help you like get through it. The talk therapy thing can be really, really cathartic, especially if you have someone that is compassionate and empathetic to listen to you. It's actually the sort of energy that's perfect for having an astrological reading done, because you can get to some really interesting and difficult parts of your character or your life, and astrology is so wonderful for that. And generally, then you're allowed to talk about it, because there's lots of back and forth communication going when you're having a chart done. So it's definitely time to dig in and deal with the deeper, like, you know, why are you self-sabotaging? Or why is it always so hard to get along with your mother? Or, you know, like really ask yourself what's blocking you from progressing. And you should get some really fruitful answers on Wednesday with that Mercury conjoined Pluto aspect. On Thursday, it's actually a really lovely day for, again, Mercury is involved, but it's in a sextile to Jupiter. So it's like on Wednesday, you might do some heavy processing and figuring stuff out. And then by Thursday, some sort of lucky opportunity is going to show up because of it. So you'll see that the processing that you were working on Wednesday is actually fruitful, and it's making a difference in some lucky opportunity or some sort of new idea, or you might even just like a new groove in your brain that is more supportive to your forward progress. And it'll have to do with your communications as well. It'll be like your thinking, your processing. I mean, it could even have to do with your transportation, because Mercury rules transportation. So maybe you'll get a new car, or maybe someone will be like, here is, you know, like a car. I'm kind of a big thinker that way. So it'd be nice if someone gave you a car, but the odds are pretty slim, right? But you never know. Some sort of lucky situation will happen. But you also have to kind of be, you know, with the sextile, you have to reach for the opportunity. So it doesn't just fall in your lap. It's something that you have to be like, maybe you put something out on social media and say, hey, I need a new car. I need an idea for transportation or carpooling, and someone comes back with a great idea. So it is something you have to kind of reach out for, but it's a lucky thing. And then later that day, you also, like not even long later, shortly thereafter, that trine in the afternoon, or the sextile in the afternoon, you'll have a sextile to the moon and Neptune. So it's like, I always think whenever Neptune is involved in a positive aspect, it's often like a real magical blessing comes through, where you go, oh, like if it wasn't something else going on behind the scenes, this sort of magical synchronicity couldn't happen. So Neptune always puts you in touch with, you know, the cool things that we're not quite able to be aware of in the other realms that are helpful to you, and that you know, show up the right people at the right time. And it's just sort of an interesting web that becomes apparent, I think, with Neptune in a positive way. It can be, of course, there's everything has its dark and light side since we're living in the world of duality, but still, the good aspects are the good aspects. And Neptune, I think, is pretty magical and lovely. So Friday's the big shift from Mars out of Scorpio into Sagittarius. And you might find actually the whole week we're coming to the last degrees of Scorpio. So the whole week might have a difficult, like it depends on how you process Scorpio, actually. I mean, we're all different and we all have it in different areas of our chart. So if you actually have Scorpio in your chart and it's near the degrees, the moon or Mars is traveling through degrees that you actually have or in opposition or in some kind of aspect, you'll be more tuned into it. But it can be, you know, whatever your Scorpio issues are, they can cover all kinds of realms, but generally it'll have to do with abandonment and betrayal and jealousy and a lot of, like, there is a lot of abandonment and rejection that Scorpio has to deal with. And it's so unfortunate because they're such deep feelers. It's such a deep, deep feeling energy. So when there is rejection or when there is some sort of perceived abandonment, it's a lot different than, let's say, if an Aquarius or a Sagittarius experienced the same treatment or the same behavior. They feel it on this like really deep, you know, deep, deep down level that makes them question their whole self-worth. And it's very heavy. So there could be stuff like that going on or processing possibly, you know, death is processed through this Scorpio energy. So it could be some sort of heavy emotional energy going on this week that you're trying to process. But with the Scorpio energy there, you can process it. You'll have, like, that's one thing about it. It may be deep, deep, deeply feeling, but it's also very capable of taking those deep feelings and transforming them into a whole new existence. So the opportunity for rising from the ashes like a phoenix and soaring like an eagle is all there with Scorpio as well. So that's something we can all tap into right now, is kind of transforming, the transformative energy. So whatever we need to kind of let go of and purge ourselves of, we can, and going towards something new and liberated is also very possible too. So that's exciting. And then when Mars makes its move on the 26th I'm on the west coast of Canada, it gives you a chance to like drop all the heaviness. Like you might, if you've been feeling some heavy stuff, then dropping it all, well, you'll feel that when Mars moves into Sagittarius. And Mars in Sagittarius is having such a better time. It's very, you know, it's a fiery energy itself. So there's going to be, if you can travel, you should travel. If you can, you know, seek higher learning of your own kind, like what you're interested in, not necessarily, you know, going to university or that sort of institutional learning, but seeking knowledge and wisdom and philosophy. And nowadays, because of Google and whatnot, there's absolutely nothing stopping us from getting our little hands on any kind of information that we want, which is super exciting. So, you know, give yourself new ideas. You'll see there'll be a sense of lightness because the Jupiter energy that rules Sagittarius is so buoyant and optimistic and certain of the future, certain of everything being better than it was before. So that can really shift our view from, like, you know, deep down dark depths to like the future and what can we create for ourselves. And also there's a real penchant for teaching and learning. So if you've learned something that you think is invaluable, that's really helped you, the Sagittarian energy's instinct is to turn around and teach whatever they learn. Even before they know, they even know it, they're trying to teach it. My daughter is a Sagittarius, and when she was little, excuse me, she used to want to make recipes, but she didn't have a recipe. Like, she wanted to bake things in the oven and do all these, you know, these big elaborate cooking adventure. She was like three. And I'd be like, well, let's get a recipe. And she's like, oh, no, I don't need a recipe. And I'm like, you need a recipe. But she didn't think she needed a recipe. And she would make these things and then she would feed them to our three Dobermans. And the Dobermans ate everything. So it reinforced to her that it must have been delicious or the dogs wouldn't be eating it. But her instinct as a Sagittarius, as soon as she made something, she's like, okay, now I'll show you how to do it. And this is just like a little tiny person who actually didn't know how to cook. Or, I mean, maybe she had past life memories of being a fabulous cook or something. But it was quite interesting just to see how young the character will even show through in just a tiny little person like that. So you might have something you need to share, and now's the time to share it. It's really good for publishing, for media, for foreign travels, for connecting with foreigners, for you to travel. To work with people that are good for you from another country as well can go on with all this. And it's going to be there until March 17th, which is quite lucky. That's a long time for that energy to be in play. So make sure that you take notes and see if you notice a shift this week when Mars moves into Sagittarius. I suspect it will be a very positive shift for anyone. Negatively, Sagittarius can be super self-righteous and super certain of themselves, which is because they have very strong intuition, and almost always their intuition will prove them correct, to themselves at least, so that it just backs up their self-certainty. So they can be quite obnoxious to deal with sometimes when they think they're right about something. And then they also have the urge to teach everybody what they know. So if they think they're right and they know everything, those characters can be. And I myself could be included in this category because I actually have Mars in Sagittarius. But it can be obnoxious, I've been told many times by my hubby. So I try and rein it in and not be like that. But at least, you know, having a conscious awareness that you could be obnoxious, and you put your hand on your hip and start wagging your finger, it just totally turns people off. So you shouldn't do that. But just know, too, that you do have some more courage now if you do need to access that you have to put yourself out there and share what you know. There should be a lot of kind of supportive courage for you to do that, which is lovely. So that is the big shift. On Saturday, we have a difficult, well, it could be difficult or it could just bring in something super exciting. It depends on how it goes. But Mercury will be squaring Uranus. So that's a big, again, with Mercury, there's lots of like mental communications kind of stuff going on. And squaring Uranus, it's very likely that you'll meet interesting people or you'll have some sort of shocking, like, verbal encounter as well. Like, you'll hear something weird, or you'll suddenly blurt out the truth about something, or somebody else will blurt the truth. That can happen when Uranus, this sort of unexpected communication can happen. But also introducing people like out of left field that you had no idea that you actually would be interested in meeting, and kind of shaking it up. Uranus is always like, okay, now for some new, because you don't want to get in a rut. Otherwise, like, then you don't keep living. So being open to the new and open to like exciting new adventures and people and all of that is always good. So it can just be a little shocking because you didn't see it coming. So that's happening on Saturday. And that's sort of the major news of the weekend. Coming up in the next week, though, on the 31st, we have the lunar eclipse, super new moon in Leo, which is a very dramatic, it's connected to the summer as well. It's a very dramatic, put it all out there on display, be who you are, like without any embarrassment or self-consciousness. It's a good energy, again, if you need to get out there in the world and maybe publish something or share ideas or maybe start a podcast, or if you've been thinking about that sort of thing, this whole next 2 weeks is really quite pivotal. And the eclipses open the doorways to change. So for the next, like, think it's next, the 31st is when the eclipse happens. So also think about that. But we'll talk more about that on the next podcast. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions about astrology or any suggestions for the show, please feel free to contact me at www.hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings.